Adaptation. Farmers in Seaia and Busia counties are smiling all the way to the bank following the introduction of technologies to cushion them against the effects of climate change. This comes after a study conducted by the Lake Victoria Basin Commission, LVBC, which identified the two counties as the most vulnerable to climate change in the Lake Basin. According to Seaia County Director of Environment, Climate Change and Natural Resources Mr. Gabriel Agot, three groups in the area have benefited from the program where they have deployed different farming technologies to build resilience and eco-living amidst changing weather patterns. Agot said through support from United Nations Environmental Program, UNEP, Adaptation Fund, Wesseso Women Group, which is one of the beneficiaries, has ventured into soya beans farming using solar-powered irrigation. He said through the use of a solar wheelbarrow, which is locally fabricated, the group has rolled out commercial soya beans farming, which is slowly transforming their lives. He said that during the pilot, the farmers produced soya beans worth ₱970,000 and the earnings were set to grow tenfold with the expansion of land under the crop. To maximize earnings, the farmers have ventured into value addition where they use soya beans flour to make chapati and mandazi, Agot noted. He said in Bondo sub-county, the solar wheelbarrows have transformed the nutritional needs of the community through supporting the production of traditional African green leaf vegetables. 7 solar wheelbarrows have been deployed in the area, with a group named Dala Rieko spearheading the use of the technology in the area, he said. The community learned this technology from a tourist who visited this area and encouraged them to make use of solar to pump water from Lake Victoria for irrigation, Agot said. Through capacity building and training by LVBC through the Adapting to Climate Change in Lake Victoria Basin, ACC-LVB, project, the farmers are now able to fabricated the solar wheelbarrow for irrigation in the area. This, he said, was now supporting communities on the shores of Lake Victoria to diversify crop production to meet their nutritional needs. Another beneficiary, Pambazuko Women Group, has ventured into poultry farming through use of solar energy. The group has installed 10 solar-powered hatcheries with a capacity of 450 eggs. The intervention has come in handy to expand poultry farming with farmers who are struggling now reaping the benefits. The group is receiving eggs from Kisumu and other neighboring counties where they charge ₱30 per egg to hatch, he said. In Busia County, the project supported apiary development, solar water drilling and nursery development. The director of climate change Dan Opelio said 42 farmers have been enlisted in a beekeeping program and that so far, 80 beehives have been installed with the farmers realizing 15 kgs of honey during the first harvest. The farmers at Odiado in Finula, target to upscale the beehives having seen the benefits with 1 kilogram of honey going at ₱1,000. Adapting to climate change in Lake Victoria Basin, ACC-LVB, project was developed to increase climate resilience in the Lake Victoria Basin, LVB, through implementation of both regional and community-based climate change adaptation interventions and technologies. The regional project is executed by Lake Victoria Basin Commission, LVBC, and implemented by 5 EAC partner states, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda and Kenya. The project is financed by Adaptation Fund through UN Environment, UNEP, and has overall objective of reducing vulnerability to the negative effects of climate change in the Lake Victoria Basin.